Good morning, my audio boo friends. It is April 2nd, 2014. It is 25 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm actually printing out something. I have to run an errand this morning on my way to work, so I had to print out something, and my Canon printer is going through its cartridge cleaning. Let's make Stefano spend thousands of dollars on ink cartridges. Little dance there that it does. I don't know. I don't know if you hear it in the background here. Anyway, okay. For some reason, it's now it's flashing yellow, stating that there's no paper, and yet there's paper in the printer. There we go. Okay, there we go. All right, and finally we decided to wake up. Right, okay, so my audio boo this morning, specifically for Mac. I do also want to say something to Simon at the end, but really it's for Mac, and it's in response to his boo to all one word on Mac woes. And, you know, I've been a big Mac proponent for many, many years. I have a Mac Mini at home, and it's my second one, and I really haven't had any major issues. However, before I go any further, I have to say something to Mac. Mac, do not, I repeat, do not upgrade to Mavericks. Okay, I've told several people this that have Macs. Don't bother. Now, the reason why I did was because I wanted Xcode, which is the development environment, because I wanted to fool around with creating, I can't find a pen, creating apps. I wanted to try my hand at putting together some apps. And Xcode, the last version of Xcode, required me to upgrade to Mavericks. Now, I've had untold problems. Now, the other thing, Mavericks, too, of course, it upgrades your mail application. So now you can use sort of stationery and plop in photos, and it's kind of neat. It's got a few other features, but I find it extremely unstable. Okay, it's got this really weird, quirky little idiosyncrasy where to minimize a window, you have to click on it and give it focus. Then you can minimize it, as opposed to before, where you can minimize a window even if it didn't have focus. Sometimes I needed to do this for whatever reason, and so that ability is gone. You can no longer call up your... The widgets, you know that widgets, what the heck is it called now? The dashboard, the widget dashboard. When you call it up, it actually sweeps over. It's like a desktop space now. Another cool feature is desktop spaces. Sure, I never used them. I thought I was going to, but I don't. But the widget dashboard, unless I don't know of a setting, but otherwise the widget dashboard now is its own page. So it doesn't come up overlaid on top of your desktop, which sort of fades in the background. I used to use that all the time because I used to use the calculator. So I'd have whatever I was working on in the background. I'd bring up dashboard and I could still see the document and refer to the numbers when I was using the calculator. I can no longer do that. It doesn't sound like much, but, you know, but really in and of itself, I find Mavericks buggy. It has slowed down my computer. My Mac Mini is terribly slow now. More often than not, I find myself going to my Windows 7 laptop to do some things. And I don't know what to do at this point. I'm going to give Apple the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give them maybe another 3, 4 months, 6 months to upgrade Mavericks, to do some updates. But I'm really left unimpressed with what they've done. It's a little bit like, I think, iOS 7. You know, I think the first incarnations of iOS 7 also had problems. So What I would suggest to you, Mac, if you're having problems, as you've mentioned, you know, with your computer grinding down, and you've already answered my question about the air vents, so it's not necessarily the CPU heating up. What I would do is look at perhaps reinstalling your Mac software. It's a pain in the neck because you not only do you have to reinstall the software, but you have to go through all the updates and reinstall all your apps and whatever you need to do, right? Including doing a full backup of your system to then reinstall everything. It is a pain in the ass, but if you want to make your machine a little bit more responsive, I've always found that to work. So that's what I would recommend before you go out and decide to spend thousands of pounds on a new machine. And even for Richard, I hope I got that right. Was it Richard? Anyway, all one word. No, Rick, sorry. Even in his case, I think the way it sounds, it might either be the power supply that's gone or the motherboard. I don't think it's the hard drive because, like he said, it's not firing up at all. So, sometimes when things happen like that, it could be a simple thing as a fusible link inside the motherboard. At this point, I don't know if he would feel inclined to open up the unit and take a good look and see if there's anything fused or burnt. Does it smell burnt? If it's the power supply, there might be a faint smell of burning. But definitely, it sounds like a major, major malfunction. And often, those major malfunctions don't always necessarily mean big bucks. It could be a small thing, like a fusible link or the power supply. Although I don't know how much a power supply would cost for an iMac, or how one would even go about changing it. It sounds quite a job because of the intricacy of that unit being all one. One piece. I'm just going to leave this audio boo with one more comment to Simon. He responded with a comment on my Pono player rant thing. And he's absolutely right. He mentions that if I'm starting with a CD to do my sound tests, absolutely, I'm already starting off with an inferior sound as opposed to, say, a recording that was done at 96 kilohertz and maybe 32-bit audio. I unfortunately don't at the moment have any kind of audio of that ilk. Maybe I can find something. I know there's some files out there available for free. I don't know what their quality is like, but I certainly can look into it. And then if I could find, let's say, a WAV file or a WAV file, at 96K and then encode it in FLAC and then encode it in MP3 and listen to it, maybe do a sound comparison like that. But definitely he raises a very, very good point that I had not thought of, is I cannot compare a 96K FLAC file in 32-bit depth to a 44 kilohertz CD at 16-bit depth. Absolutely, he nailed it. So I hadn't thought of that. Anyhow, I don't know if you people can hear it in my voice. I've come down with a bit of a cold. I'm okay. I'm going to go to work in a few minutes. I'm going to leave a little bit late because I have to run an errand. And besides, the traffic is horrendous. If I leave at 8 o'clock in the morning, it takes me an hour to go to work. If I leave at 8:30 in the morning, it takes me approximately 25 minutes. It's that half an hour at the beginning just kills me. So I figured I'll be running a little bit late, but I'll get to work and maybe do a few more minutes at the end of the day. Okay, thanks for listening, and have a good day.